There's this little rundown chicken shack with chicken fingers and French fries and Texas toast in Tallahassee, Florida. I haven't been there. God, it's been over 20 years now. And I still think about it because it was that good. My first radio station I worked at in Florida was up in Tallahassee. It was a top 40 station, kind of like hit music. And so it was the fun station. It was the party station. And my first boss took me to Chubby's Chicken Fingers after one of our gigs. Yeah, it was like 1 in the morning, and you really shouldn't be eating this kind of stuff at 1 in the morning. But I was younger. Could put stuff down pretty easily. And, man, the chicken fingers and the crinkle-cut French fries and the coleslaw and the dipping ranch sauce. And, oh, man, it was just so good. And like I said, it's been over 20 years since I've been to Tallahassee, but I still have dreams of Chubby's Chicken Fingers. And apparently they still exist. I don't know if it's as good as it was in 2002 when I was last in Tallahassee, but best believe if I ever do get up to Tallahassee again, that's going to be my first stop. We've got a couple of good places here in the Tampa area. We've got Zaxby's, which is a big favorite of mine. What's the other one? Oh, Guthrie's. And which Guthrie's I first got introduced to in Tallahassee. But they've got one in Tampa now. It's just off Gandy on the Tampa side. And it's great. In fact, every time I go in there, I always hear Q105, by the way. So I shout out to them. But now you got a new choice. Tampa Bay finally has its own Raising Cane's. And if you're from Texas, I'm sure you've heard of this place. It was new to me. But those who've spent any time in Texas are all psyched that we finally have these in Florida. This is not the first one in Florida. It's just the first one in Tampa Bay. So how was it? Did it measure up to Guthrie's and Zaxby's? Was it better? Well, dig into that this time on Geno 8 Tampa.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
All right, so the new Raising Cane's, it's in Clearwater. It's on Gulf to Bay, right next to Sam's Club and Home Depot, right in between those two. Really easy to find. Pain in the neck to drive to. I hate driving over there, but you know, there's a Target over there. There's the Sam's Club. There's a Costco and a bunch of other places I go. It's on the way to Christino's, my favorite pizza place. So I get over that way quite a bit. And now you get another place to choose from to get some deep-fried chicken. Chicken fingers, Texas toast, crinkle-cut fries, just like those two I mentioned, Zaxby's and Guthrie's. Cane's, they're expanding all over Tampa Bay over the next couple years. We'll chat with Stephanie from Raising Cane's about that in a second. But this is the very first one in Tampa Bay. It's in Clearwater, like I said, on Gulf to Bay. Tried it yesterday. Now, what's my verdict? I got to say, I still think I like Zaxby's a little bit better. However, I really can't make the full call on that yet because yesterday was just kind of like a preview day. They opened today. I'm recording this on January 31st. They opened officially to the public today. We got to go yesterday. It was kind of like a little sneak preview for, you know, business owners, media types, all that kind of thing. So they were just kind of getting their staff trained. So I think they're kind of mass producing stuff. So I'm going to get the real experience as I go as a regular customer, you know, the next week or two at some point. I'm definitely going back because it is good. Love the sweet tea. They got lemonade, all the Coca-Cola products. If you're not a Pepsi fan, they have the Coca-Cola products. What else to tell you about the place? They put little spins, like Tampa Bay spins on the decor, but you have to kind of keep an eye out for them. There's like a Hulk Hogan doll, a Stanley Cup, Tampa Bay Rowdies mascot. There's some cool stuff scattered about to kind of give it a Florida vibe, but yeah, you'll learn the whole story of the place when you get there. It was named after their dog, Kane. What else did I learn? I don't know. It's just good. It's really good. I don't know if it measures up to Zaxby's yet. I got to have it, like I said, for real in a normal customer environment. And then I'm going to make the call. But got a chance to chat with Stephanie from Raising Cane's about their plans to grow here in the Tampa area. Because this place, like I said, is the first one in Clearwater. So I first asked her, where are the other Raising Cane's locations?
Right now we have Raising Cane's located in Homestead and Miami Beach, South Beach.
So this is the first time other than South Florida?
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Yes.
And how many locations are we planning in the Tampa Bay area?
So right now we have a Largo location scheduled to open the beginning of March. And then by the end of the year, we're looking to open a Carrollwood location. And then in 2024, a Tampa proper location.
Where in Largo?
It's off East Bay.
East Bay. Okay.
Yes.
Gotcha. And your favorite item on the menu? Putting you on the spot.
The box combo, for sure.
There was not even like a thought.
No, there was no. The box combo gives you a little bit of everything that we have. Because it has the Texas toast and the coleslaw, as well as the chicken fingers and the crinkle cut fries. And then, of course, it has the cane sauce with it.
Explain the science behind it, because it's completely true. Why are crinkle cut fries the best?
I wish I knew the science behind it, but they are. They're delicious.
Those stupid thin fries at fast food places get cold in 10 seconds.
These hold the heat a little better, I believe. Yes.
So Raising Cane's, check it out. Let me know what you think. Tweet at me, Gino8Tampa. I'm also on Instagram with the same name and Facebook as well. Curious to see if you think it measures up to the big two, Zaxby's and Guthrie's. Maybe there's another one I don't even know about. Let me know about it. All right, I'll see you next time with Florida Strawberry Festival Foods on the next episode of Gino 8 Tampa.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.